From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, I'm Sue Lincoln. With less than a week left before Election Day, the leading candidates for U.S. Senate unloaded their verbal firepower during last night's final debate. The questions were tough.
At what point, if any, would you support American troops on the ground in the Middle East?
Should Americans suspected of having Ebola be forced into quarantine?
What is the role of government, if any, in ensuring economic prosperity for future generations?
But Bill Cassidy, Mary Landrieu, and Rob Manus were tough, too, on each other.
Senator Landrieu has clout, but she uses it for Barack Obama. She doesn't use it for us.
My opponent, Congressman Cassidy, voted to cut CDC funding by $600 million.
Both of you should be in Washington right now, but you're both here. Both of you are ducking responsibility.
The debate, held in the journalism building at LSU, was lively. Some of the sharpest exchanges were in response to the candidates being asked how they felt about Governor Bobby Jindal's refusal of the Obamacare Medicaid expansion.
I think it is tragic. You know, our governor talks a lot about a workforce. It's hard to have a strong workforce if it's not healthy.
We shouldn't accept the Medicaid expansion because Louisiana taxpayers, after just a few years, get left holding the bag.
Yeah, I'm a doctor who's been working in Louisiana's charity hospital system for 25 years, treating the uninsured and those on Medicaid. So really, Medicaid is the illusion of coverage.
Landrieu fired back.
Bill Cassidy is a doctor that has been paid a salary from Medicaid. But it's not good enough.
The debate on that topic won't end soon here or in Washington. Now it's up to voters to decide who will be debating the issue for us as senator. For WRKF News, I'm Sue Lincoln.